Hi everyone, and welcome to Friday Tips, my favourite Friday Tips. Today we are going to talk about window magic and the magic of window coverings. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Naomi Finlay and I'm from naomifinlay.com. I'm well known all around the world for helping people sell their properties for more money and making smart decisions about where to invest their money and what to do with their money to make the best return on investment possible when selling their home, when renovating their home, when simply having it valued, or when leasing it out to the rental market to increase their rental yield. There's so much on the internet about so many different things nowadays, and what I do is I help my clients cut through the noise and work out exactly what it is they need to be doing to increase their return on investment. So I'm today down at the beautiful Bells of Kilcare on the Central Coast in Australia. And as you can hear, I'm surrounded by birds and it's an amazing environment. And one thing that has inspired me while I've been here is their window furnishing magic. And it's been a really good reminder of all the different things we can do in our homes on a budget to really increase the appeal of it. And also to maximize, I guess, some of the assets we have and minimize the distractions, because you know how much I constantly talk about that and believe in it. So let's talk about window treatment magic. There are a couple of things treating your windows can do. So first of all, it can actually greatly frame the view that's on the other side. So if you have an amazing view on the other side of your window, make sure that you frame it with appropriate window furnishings. The other thing good window treatments can do is it can create a really luxurious and finished and welcoming feel, which is really important when you're trying to add value to your home. So gorgeous floor-to-ceiling curtains can really help with that extra level of finish that many homes, especially homes above $500,000 or $600,000 in regional areas, are looking for. Curtains or window treatments are also a really good option if you're wanting to maybe obscure something that's on the other side. Maybe if there's something out of your window, like a fence or your neighbor's building or a main road, using appropriate window furnishings that still allow a lot of light in and a lot of fresh air in, such as sheer curtains or shutters, can be a really great way to try and obscure this. In a lot of older properties, I noticed with our my renovating clients that they often need to also work a little on obscuring or minimizing the impact of some of their windows themselves. Sometimes these always aren't the best look, but to replace all the windows in a property can sometimes be really expensive. And so a lot of my clients have to work on how to minimize the impact of the appearance of their windows. So window magic can be great for this as well. And finally, the big thing that I think is really important to think about with window treatments is being brave. No longer do you need to think about everything matching in the property. The main facade that you need to consider if we're gonna look at windows matching is the street view. So from the street view, ideally all the window treatments that are on the inside would be matching. So for example, if you had curtains on the entire front of your property, they would match from the street appeal. Or if you had shutters, then similarly from the street appeal it would match. But otherwise, you should consider each room individually and look at what will one, frame the view at best outside, or two, obscure the view, what will create the best amount of light coming in for the purpose of sale and the best amount of ventilation coming in for the purpose of sale or valuation or rent. Sometimes these choices can be a little different to when you're living in the property. So it's important to make that determination first. And finally, I think the big take home is window treatments don't have to be extortionately expensive. There are a few really expensive options around. There are obviously amazing custom made options around, which are impeccable. But if you're looking to consider your return on investment, and if you're looking to be cautious of your budget spend, look around for some amazing DIY options. At many suppliers around around the world and around Australia at the moment, there are really great DIY options for shutter kits. So the beautiful shutters that you see on many homes, which are a great way to really dress up a window. There are also off-the-shelf Venetian opportunities, which if you don't have custom size windows can sometimes be a challenge, but you will find some suppliers and some handymen that will help you cut Venetians, especially the timber or plywood ones, down to size to fit your custom window size. And there are also some amazing online custom curtain suppliers. Again, you don't have to remortgage your house to have amazing floor to ceiling curtains. So that's it today for me on window treatment magic. I do believe that it's a great way to finish a space, and it's a great way to manipulate your highlights and manipulate your distractions when you're selling, valuing, or renting your property. So anyone who's interested in seeing more of these videos or would love to get a hold of our free resources, head across to naomifinlay.com and you'll be able to sign up to our newsletter and make sure you don't miss any of these blogs or any of our free resources that we're sending out. All right, guys, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.